Personal productivity power. Do you have it? In order to get it, you have to understand the success cycle. Your thoughts and emotions control your behavior, which in turn controls the results you experience. All of those things directly and indirectly impact your self-image. So are you working with a positive self-image? Today, I'll talk about 6 steps you can take to impact your personal productivity power. Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So, step number 1 is to know yourself. This sounds so simple, doesn't it? However, many of us spend years of our life not really knowing who we are or why we're doing what we do. We are, in essence, just going through the motions. Stop and take stock of where you are in life right now. What do you believe in? What do you stand for? What will you not put up with? What defines you? Have an understanding of those things. Step number 2, maintain your integrity. Once you know for sure who you are, make sure that everything that surrounds you represents the best parts of you. Are you participating in activities that are true to who you are, or activities and groups that have found their way into your schedule that don't really represent the real you? Review where you are spending your time and focus. Get rid of those activities and projects, and sometimes even people, that don't fit. Add in those things that do fit. Number 3, inspire and then push yourself. Now that you know who you really are and have made sure that you're focusing in the right spots, create motivation. Post signs in easy-to-read or easy-to-see locations. Get an accountability partner or friend that will help you keep going towards your goals. Or hire a coach that can help you make the most of your vision. Number 4, don't fear failure. So often we choose not to try something because we're afraid to make mistakes. I see it all of the time when I'm working with my clients. Clutter will accumulate because it's easy to let it accumulate and then to risk making the wrong choice. Those that I coach will initially choose to do nothing rather than take action for fear of being wrong. Work on eliminating your fear. Be on the lookout Monday for an amazing guest post on my productiveandorganized.net blog about fear and how you can overcome it. The next step, or step number 5, take care of your personal and mental health. Your physical and mental well-being are crucial to your success. So often we put off taking care of ourselves because we're focused on other things. The reality, however, is that if we are not well, we can't pull our full attention into other things. In fact, if we're struggling to feel well, our focus is impaired at best. You are important and your health is too. Give it a high priority. And lastly, number 6, set boundaries. If you say yes to everything because you don't want to disappoint someone with a no, do you let other people encroach on your time when you had planned to work on an important project? Being open and available is an admirable trait, but if you push it too far, you become a doormat. When you respect yourself, you also respect the time you have allotted to yourself and your priority items. Be careful not to let other people's fires become your emergency. So I invite you to comment and share. What do you think? What is your formula for personal productivity success? Do you find anything or any of the suggestions that I've mentioned hard? What else? Let's have a discussion. Tell me what you're thinking in the comments section, or send me a cinch to your success. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.